there! You are listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio, 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming at KMUZ.org. This is where Marion and Polk Soil and Water Conservation Districts and OSU Small Farms Program shine a light on partnerships and programs that conserve our beautiful natural resources in the Willamette Valley. We're illuminating our collective mission of conserving soil, water, and natural resources for urban and agricultural audiences in the Willamette Valley.
I'm your host, Haley White, Small Farms Coordinator with OSU Extension in Marion and Polk Counties. On this episode, we are talking with Morgan Neal, the Outreach Coordinator with the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. The Polk SWCD strives to deliver natural resource conservation education and technical assistance programs that affect positive, measurable improvements to the environment and instill stewardship ethics in individuals. Welcome, Morgan.
Thank you so much, Haley. I'm excited to be here.
Excited to have you on the show. Last month, I had the privilege of chatting with you on Conservation Spotlight, where you were the interviewer, but now the people and I would like to hear more about you. What is your background and what drew you to working with SWCD and conservation in general?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I am originally from Rockford, Illinois, home of the Rockford Peaches.
Shout out.
Yeah, the women's baseball team and the home of the Sock Monkey. So
okay, fun fact. I like it.
Uh-huh. And so I spent all of my childhood in Rockford, and I got my bachelor's degree in zoology. After I graduated, though, I wasn't quite ready to enter, you know, adulthood and the 9-to-5 grind. So I decided to move abroad, and I had a brief stint in Ireland, and then I moved to Mexico, and I taught English as a second language there for a bit. And then when I finished working there, I moved back to Rockford and continued teaching English, working with the refugee population there. And that was a really rewarding point in my professional life. And I feel like I really started to flourish there and really got connected with my community in a different way. I also worked as a refugee student liaison, which meant that I was the point of contact between schools and new families that were arriving. I helped the students to navigate the education system and get registered for school and keep up on their immunizations and tutored after school. And I really love that. And so a lot of my background is in education, working with students in various capacities and building community. I recently got my master's in education, and after I finished that program, I applied for this position. I saw it posted, and so I thought this is an opportunity for me to just really come full circle and get back to working with the natural world. I was really drawn to this position because I love having a connection with the natural world. I grew up in a time and a generation where there wasn't internet. We didn't have smartphones. So the outdoors was my entertainment and my way to soothe myself if I was feeling stressed. And I just loved exploring with my neighbors and my friends. And my family really helped foster that love for the environment and connecting with the natural world. And I saw when I was looking at the posting that I get to manage a native plant sale, and it said may require, working out in the elements and being out in the field. And I thought, oh my God, that's great, because I don't want to be sitting behind a computer all day. So this really gives me the opportunity to get outside and get to know the county and everyone in the community. And there's a quote, the more you know, the more you know you don't know. And I feel like that's really true. For me in this position, I ask a lot of questions. I'm really inquisitive, and I'm finding out so much about conservation. I'm a lifelong learner, and this position really gives me the opportunity to be involved in conservation and have a position that really makes an impact on the environment.
Well, it sounds like they got the perfect fit with your background and education and love for the outdoors. Now, the SWCD does a lot of conservation education. So tell me more about your position and what outreach looks like at the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District.
Yeah, so when I applied for this position with the Soil and Water Conservation District, I thought, what is a soil and water conservation district?
Sure.
I really was not familiar with it. So as I've gotten to know our goals and mission, my overarching goal is to really let people know that we're here, and what our mission is and how we can provide technical assistance and resources to support landowners in managing natural resources. We haven't had a dedicated outreach coordinator at Polk SWCD for several years. So it was a little bit daunting when I started in deciding what direction to go in. But I have a lot of freedom to build up our outreach programs and events, and I have really enjoyed that. My role is to really develop a connection with the community and to help provide resources and information and programs that fit the needs of everyone in the community. And I really love this position because it really feeds my creative side. I get to create ads and help with creating videos. And some of the ways that we reach the community is with our newsletter called Cultivating. That's one that we do in partnership with OSU Extension. We do also have e-news that we send out through email. Our website is active and has great resources on there as well. I think one of the best ways that we have begun reaching people in the community is with Conservation Spotlight. So this was a great opportunity for us to share our programs with a wider community on the radio. And it's also, you know, available on our website, so you can listen anytime.
That's great. I know I really enjoyed participating in Conservation Spotlight, and I hope our listeners do too.
Yeah.
Speaking of your neighborhood meetings, Polk County residents are a diverse group. How do your programs reflect and meet people where they are?
Sure, yeah. So Polk County, we have a rural community, suburban, urban community, and so there are a lot of boxes to check, but we really try to reach everyone in the community, and some examples of that would be an event that we had last summer in West Salem. It was Conservation with Community at Orchard Heights Park, where we invited the City of Salem and the Glen Gibson Watershed Council to talk about the work that they do at that park. And we plan to have some barn hall meetings around the county, and we'll invite the community to come and meet with our district manager and directors that are on our board to find out about some of our programs and opportunities for being involved. But that's also an opportunity for them to share any concerns that they have about natural resource conservation We also have two conservation easements in Polk County. One of them is called Cornerstone, and we have 3 to 4 events there every year. We've done certain things such as bird walks or plant walks or planting native plants and removing invasive species. And we've also had tree tours at the Delbert Hunter Arboretum. That is a really great natural space in Dallas where people were able to learn about the different tree species in the urban park. One other thing that I wanted to mention is our local work group meeting. That happens the last Friday of January every year. We do that meeting in partnership with NRCS, which is the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And this is an opportunity for the community to come and give us some feedback about whether the programs that we have reflect the conservation concerns that they have.
That sounds great. I'll be in attendance.
Yeah,
I'm representing Polk County with OSU Extension, and it's always a great time, and I think it's very, very valuable for residents in Polk County to offer input on conservation.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard about your position, the outreach activities, and a little bit more of some other programs, but how else does the district help Polk County residents in conservation efforts?
Yeah, so our main goal is to support and empower land managers and the community with information so that they're able to make decisions that benefit their land. One of the programs that we have is the CREP program, which is the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program. And that's a voluntary program that pays you to restore your streamside agricultural land. The purpose of that program is to establish buffers along streams on agricultural land and to enhance water quality and wildlife habitat. And another program that we have is the RCPP program, which is the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. And that is focused on oak savanna and oak woodland restoration. Yeah. Big shout out to my coworker, Mark Bell. He is our senior resource conservationist, and he's been with the district for 10 years. He's a really great resource for landowners, and you can reach out to Mark and set up a site visit, and he can come out and offer some potential solutions that can address some concerns that you have for your property. And I will say, though, that none of what we do would be possible without partnerships. We have some great partnerships with NRCS and OSU Extension, the Lucky Mute Watershed Council, the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, Institute for Applied Ecology, Bureau of Land Management. We're working with these entities and the community because conservation is really a collaborative effort, and we need the support of everyone to really make an impact that will benefit our environment. And 2023 is really a time for Polk SWCD to rebuild. We have 3 new board members. We also have a new district manager, and we're hiring for 2 positions currently. So we're going to have a really new team, a lot of new ideas and backgrounds. And I think that everyone is really engaged and supportive of the work that we do. So I'm really excited for all that's to come in 2023 for the district.
A quick update, if you're just joining us, I'm here with Morgan Neal from the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District, and you're listening to the Conservation Spotlight, a regular segment of Willamette Wake Up on KMUZ Community Radio 88.5 and 100.7 FM, and streaming on KMUZ.org. Now, since you've mentioned your love of the outdoors and how it's a great de-stressor for you, what is your favorite outlet here in Polk County? Where do you like to go to connect with nature and conservation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. I think there are some really great spaces that we have for hiking and, for example, Basket Slough National Wildlife Refuge. Some really great birding over there. But I would have to say that my go-to space would be the Delbert Hunter Arboretum. I take my dog there all the time. Coda loves to get in Rick Rail Creek and cool off. And I just love that it's close to my house and it's just tucked away in this urban space in Dallas. There's so many native plants there, and they're labeled. So every time I go there, I'm learning something new about all of the trees and shrubs, and I just love that part of the arboretum. Every time I go there, I take a look at something new. You know, there's so many trees and shrubs and native plants to learn. And I really enjoy that part of the arboretum. Another wonderful thing is that I always see someone that I know when I'm walking there. So I love to connect with the community outdoors and just check in and find out what's going on with them and share some of the things that are going on with the district and how they can get involved. But the arboretum is a really beautiful space. So many birds and wildlife, and the Rick Rail Creek running through is so relaxing. It's a gem in Dallas.
Now, you've mentioned a few times about your native plant sale and native plants that can be found at the Delbert Hunter Arboretum. Tell me more about native plants and why are they so important to our landscape?
Yeah, so a shameless plug here. We do have a native plant sale twice a year, in the fall and the winter. But to answer your question, native plants are so important to our landscape. I could go on and on about it, but I'll cover a few of the main highlights. They attract pollinators and provide nectar. So our pollinators, like the hummingbirds and bees and butterflies and bats, really benefit from that. Native plants preserve our natural landscape. They have really deep roots that store water and help with erosion control. And one of the obvious benefits, I think, is that it just really provides habitat for wildlife. Squirrels and birds, they really benefit from the fruit and nuts, seeds, and it also provides shelter for them. Native plants are really adapted to our climate and our soil, so they're using less water. We don't need to use fertilizers and pesticides. So those chemicals that would be polluting our stormwater are staying out of the environment. And one idea, if you live in an urban environment, is you can plant a rain garden. Rain gardens are really great, especially this time of year. They're capturing and filtering stormwater runoff. That water that seeps into the ground, the roots from those native plants filter the pollution. So definitely consider planting a rain garden. That would really help with stormwater. And one really cool fact is, did you know, oak trees support over 200 species of native wildlife. So planting one tree really makes a difference in our local landscape and ecosystem.
Wow, that's an awesome fact. I did know it, but I think only because I hang out with you. And it's a great fact to bring up, and it's so important, especially with your work. SWCD works a lot with our native white oaks.
Yeah.
Here in Polk County.
Mm-hmm.
So that's amazing. Now, you've mentioned your plant sales twice a year, but does the Polk SWCD have any other upcoming events or ways to get involved that you'd like to highlight for our listeners?
Yeah, so we have an event coming up at Orchard Heights Park in West Salem. We have a planting group through the Friends of Trees organization. So we'll be planting native trees at the park, and we're still looking for volunteers for that. That's March 4th. And then on March 18th, we'll be partnering with the Lucky Mute Watershed Council and the City of Independence. And at Riverview Park, we'll be hosting a field station for Winter Wildlife Field Days. So that is a family-friendly, kid-friendly, bilingual event where you can come and learn about how animals have adapted to living in the water. So we're really excited for that. And then we also have an Earth Day event where we'll be doing a cleanup at the Basket Slough National Wildlife Refuge. And one of the benefits of that is that after, volunteers can get a complimentary glass of wine at Andante Vineyards. So
now that sounds like a real perk. Any listeners tuning into that, it's a great opportunity. And what a beautiful backdrop.
Yeah,
for the event.
I know. It's a really beautiful space in Polk County. So we're really just trying to develop our volunteer base. And, for example, tomorrow we're also going out to the Native Plant Nursery in Grand Ronde with the tribe. And we're going to be helping pot some native plant cuttings. So there's so many opportunities for volunteering, and even if you live in an apartment and, you know, you feel like, what can I do? There's so much. So please reach out and, you know, follow our events, and we would love to have you join us.
Morgan, how can our listeners connect with you to either volunteer, have access to your resources, hear about more upcoming events, etc.?
Yes. So you can go to our website, which is polkswcd, as in Soil and Water Conservation District.com. We have all of our events there. We also have really great resources. And I would really suggest that you sign up for our e-news, because you'll get notified of anything that's coming up, any updates, new grant opportunities or resources. But we also share the work that our partners are doing too. So there's so many opportunities to get involved, and we also have a Facebook page, so be sure to check us out there, and you can find out about events there as well.
Perfect. Perfect. Now, this is one question we've started off with this year, the host of Conservation Spotlight, and I think it's a great one that really ties in well to each interviewee and relates it back to our listeners.
Yeah.
And that is, what is one change you would encourage people to make in relation to your work?
Yeah, well, I thought about that, and the teacher in me says, just take any opportunity that you can to learn about conservation of natural resources, our environment, our local ecosystems, and, you know, land management practices. When you feel connected, you're able to share the knowledge that you're gaining and able to maybe make some choices that will really benefit the landscape. So the lifelong learner in me just really wants to share knowledge with everyone in the community. So I really invite everyone to come and learn with us and join us at our events.
Sounds great, Morgan. Thank you so much for being here. I've been talking with my friend and co-host Morgan Neal, the outreach coordinator with the Polk Soil and Water Conservation District. And I'm your host, Haley White, Small Farms Coordinator with OSU Extension. Thank you for taking a few minutes to listen and learn with us. We are grateful for a community of conservation-minded folks who know the importance of partnerships. If you would like more information on this topic, please visit our website, extension.oregonstate.edu, and our social media pages for more information. And if you've liked what you've heard here on Conservation Spotlight, tune in next month to KMUZ at 100.7 or 88.5 FM, the third Wednesdays during Willamette Wake Up. Thanks for listening.